In the weeks following the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, many people demanded that politicians do something to stop the violence. Some suggested that legislation often called red flag laws could be a valuable tool for police. Guns in America's Ryan Lindsay has a story of one woman who made the difficult decision to report a family member she thought posed a risk.
Melissa Potter told police she had a story to tell. Her nephew had called out of the blue to ask a favor.
When the phone call came in, I was in the kitchen. And whenever the phone rings, you know, you look at the caller ID. And I saw Brandon's name on it, which surprised me because he has never called me before.
Brandon Wagshaw told her he was building an AR-15 style rifle and needed her help because he was running into a little bit of a problem. He wanted to buy magazines that could hold 30 rounds. But in 2013, selling and purchasing magazines with more than 10 rounds became illegal in Connecticut, where he lives. Potter lives in New Hampshire.
He said, so I was wondering if I could use your address to have these high-capacity magazines sent to your house.
So Potter stayed on the phone, trying to change her nephew's mind about buying the magazines. Then the call cut off, leaving her standing at her kitchen counter, shaken.
I was thinking about, you know, the mass shootings that have taken place, where you see it on the news and you read the stories that they have these high capacity magazines, and when they intend to kill a lot of people, they come in with a lot of ammunition ready to kill.
A few days later, Melissa called the police in Norwalk, Connecticut, in her town in New Hampshire. Her wife, Leanne Potter, submitted an online tip to the FBI, then called to make sure it had been received.
This was not one of those things to be taken lightly, and it just, you know, you don't want to have the death of a lot of people in this kind of a situation on your hands.
The FBI followed up with Melissa. A few days later, the couple sat down for dinner. Leanne looked up and saw Wagshaw on TV.
It was a mugshot. Generally, people who are into it that far are getting ready to do something. Nobody who's going out and doing target practice or hunting wears a bulletproof vest.
Using information the Potters told the FBI, Norwalk police investigated Wagshaw. They say their records revealed more than a decade of incidents, and police allege he once told a classmate that he could make the Virginia Tech mass shooting look like nothing. Police say the combination of Wagshaw's desire to buy high-capacity magazines and his history of threats represented a, quote, clear and looming danger. And they suspected he had access to guns, so they filed what's known as a risk warrant. This is an element of Connecticut's red flag law, which allows police to confiscate someone's guns if they're judged to be a risk to themselves or others. While searching Wagshaw's car, they say they found illegal high-capacity magazines. That led to his arrest. Lieutenant Terry Blake with the Norwalk Police Department was there that day.
Obviously, Wagshaw did not commit that crime. There's no telling if he would or would not have committed that crime. Only he knows that. But ultimately, you know, that information that was gleaned from this was alarming.
Wagshaw was charged with 4 counts of illegal purchase of a high-capacity magazine. His lawyer says he plans to plead not guilty. And authorities have yet to charge him with anything related to violence. Police say the Potter's calls led to a successful investigation. And Melissa says she's relieved that her nephew was arrested. But it wasn't an easy thing to do.
There's also a feeling of shame that's associated with it, that how could this happen to a member of my own family that could have possibly even thought about killing innocent people. It is a shameful thing, and I have not shared this with very many of my friends.
Melissa says she shared her story with police because she didn't want to witness another mass shooting that she could have done something to stop. For Guns in America, I'm Ryan Lindsay.